outline for tonight's lesson on the chair in the back. If you did not get one when you came in. Sunday evenings over the last month and a half, or probably almost 2 months, been dealing with the question of why did Jesus die? And so I've been answering all the verses in the New Testament that answer that question for us. So I'm going to give you five more this evening. Why did Jesus die? Clarence always, when he officiates at the Lord's table, that one particular verse in Matthew chapter 26, where Jesus, when he institutes the Lord's Supper, said, "This is my blood, my blood, which is for the new covenant." Now I forgot the verse.
Given?
"My blood, which is shed," that's it, "for the new covenant, for many, for the remission of sins." So he had three reasons almost in that verse. Like, "My blood, Jesus, why did you die?" Well, for the new covenant, for many, and for remission of sins. So, I'm going to look at several other verses in our lesson this evening. And don't forget, next week, Brother Hall will be with us, missionary to India. And then 2 weeks from tonight, Lord willing, I'll give one more lesson on this, answering this question on why did Jesus die. And I'll go to Isaiah chapter 53. And that will be our summary lesson for this. And then, Lord willing, after that, then I'll deal with the question, why is Jesus coming back? I'll do the resurrection first. Why was Jesus resurrected? And then the next series will be, why is he coming again? So let's take a look at these each in turn. Number one, Jesus, so we answer the question, Jesus, why'd you die? John 10, verse 11, he said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." In verse 15, he says, "I lay down my life for the sheep." So Jesus, why'd you die? Oh, for us. For us. So I put in your notes just some verses in reference. God appears throughout the Old Testament as a shepherd of his people. And you're familiar with the Psalm 23, right at the very beginning. "The Lord is my shepherd, my shepherd." In Psalm 79, verse says, "So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. We are the sheep of his pasture." In Psalm 95, it says, "For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." So when look at Jesus, so why'd you die? The shepherd dies for the sheep. So I put by definition the good shepherd, the one who tends the flocks or the herds. He guides, he feeds, protects. Being good, I put, is in contrast to the hireling in the text of John chapter 10. The hireling, when he sees the danger comes, he runs. But not the good shepherd. No, he dies for you and for me. In verse 15 of John chapter 10, again he says, "And I laid down my life for the sheep." He gave his life for us. Voluntarily, I put, sacrificially. Provides for us what we could not provide for ourselves. Jesus, why'd you die? Because we can't measure up. He had to die for us. In John 15, verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." So the love of Jesus for us is contrasted with the highest conceivable example of man's love for man. And Jesus' love far exceeds that. The best you can do is to give your life for another. Romans 5, "We were yet or still without strength in due time. Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. God demonstrated his own love toward us, that while we were yet or still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. There's a song I'd like for us to sing together. Hymn number 126. could sing the song, "The Lord is my shepherd," but this one works too. Hymn number 126.
The Lord my shepherd is, I shall be well supplied. Since He is mine and I am His, what can I want beside? What can I want beside? He leads me to the place
for the sheep. Second one in 1 John 2, verse 2. He himself is a propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the whole world. We don't use that word propitiation very often. And also in 1 John chapter 4. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In 1 Corinthians 5:7 it says that indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Well, now we have another illustration. It's our Passover. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist is teaching his disciples, and he sees Jesus walking by. It says the next, right after Jesus' baptism, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Oh, the Lamb of God, he's our Passover sacrifice. By definition, propitiation, W.E. Vine, in his expository dictionary of New Testament words, says for propitiation, an expiation, a means whereby sin is covered and remitted. Excuse me. God provided the one and only way whereby eternal life could be bestowed, namely by the voluntary laying down of His life by His Son. I think of propitiation many times as a peace offering. We don't have an offering that we can give back to God that He would accept for our forgiveness of sins. So God provided it. He sent His Son. He is the propitiation, the sacrifice for our sins. So just as God accepted the Christ-like life, resurrected Him, then ascended Him, God will accepted Christ's life. He will accept the Christ-like life. If we put our life in Him, then we are accepted. He's the propitiation. As the song says in "Nothing in My Hand I Bring." Simply to the cross I cling. If my zeal no languor could know. In other words, I could work and never stop, round the clock. If my zeal no languor know, if my tears could forever flow. If I could just cry for my sins, round the clock, for all my life. And the next phrase is, "These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone." He's the propitiation for our sins. Oh, there's another song. This one you know. He paid a debt. 376. See, so you get to participate in the sermon this evening. Paul said, you know, we teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So when we sing, we're not only singing for ourselves, we are singing in a communion, and we're singing to each other, and you're expressing your situation with God and mine, and we're together in this. We teach and admonish one another in psalms and spiritual songs. 376.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I see a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. That I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, amazing grace.
Number 3, in Acts 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves, and Paul is addressing the elders from Ephesus. Take heed to yourselves, to all the flock. Oh, that shepherd theme again. Among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of the Lord and God, which he purchased with his own blood. We are purchased people. It's explained a little bit in a couple other verses. For example, Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. But he purchased us and gave himself for us with a purpose. The next word after he says Christ gave himself for her, that. Jesus, why did you die? Why did you purchase us? That he might sanctify and cleanse her. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that, there's three that's in that verse, that she should be holy and without blemish. So Jesus, why did you die? I'm going to purchase a people for a purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Another explanation. Don't you know that your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you? Don't you know that? Whom you have from God, and you're not your own. For you are bought with a price, a purchased people. Therefore, there's the purpose again. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We're purchased. So we don't present ourselves to God according to what we think is best. We don't determine the way that we should worship or the way that we should go or our relationship with one another. Jesus purchased us for a purpose. Love one another and all of these vats that are in there to give glory to God. A purpose. You need to see that. When you think about purchase, by definition, you acquire something for a price. Now, Jesus, why'd you die? To purchase. And to, or purchase, another definition, signifies to get or to gain for oneself. Well, purchase a people. And this is how I want them to live. In Revelation 5, verse 9, they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." Jesus, why'd you die? To purchase a people for himself. Number four in your notes, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning of verse 5. "There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." So now we have a new word introduced. So we've looked at, he's the good shepherd, he's the propitiation, he purchased, and now a ransom. It means to liberate, similar to a purpose, or to liberate by paying a price. The redemption price for another's life. A means of loosing one held captive. Oh, we're redeemed. We sang a song this morning in our worship assembly. I'm redeemed. That's right. It's in the verse. You know, he gave himself, who gave himself a ransom for all. Paid the price to retrieve or to recover. Our sins separate. In Romans 8, verse 32, who, meaning God, did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Paid the price. In Ephesians 1, verse 7, in him we have redemption, but through his blood. The forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In 1 Peter 1, verse 18, you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and spot. Another song. Hymn number 375 fits the whole topic, especially this particular point too. 375. Just read a verse in Ephesians 1 verse 7 that spoke of the riches of his grace. There's a treasure to be seen in God's grace. 375.
Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace, going down from the cross for me. There the death for my sins by the Savior was paid, in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the death for my sins was all paid, in his suffering on Calvary. When I think of his agony, by his stripes I am free from the bondage of sin, through his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. In his suffering on Calvary. am happy and free through his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary.
Then the last one I put in your notes, number 5, is salvation. Now I'll close with this one, salvation. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. Jesus, why did you die? Can't save myself. Jesus, why did you die? I can't formulate a plan that's acceptable for my forgiveness of sins. Jesus, why'd you die? I'm providing something you can't provide for yourself, and I'm doing it voluntarily and sacrificially. I'm going to die so that you can be saved. In Romans 5, verse 9, much more than, nice words, much more. Having now been justified by his blood, Jesus, why did you die? So we shall be saved from wrath through him. We think about salvation, by definition, deliverance. We've been delivered from danger, from bondage, from wrath. And you can, the list can go on. But we've been delivered. We couldn't have that without the blood of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. Paul said, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." Salvation. We can hold it, hug it, rely on it, because God sent his son to die. So I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Titus 2, verse 11, the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Salvation. And in 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, it says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." So salvation. So Jesus, why did you die? All of these reasons. Again, 2 weeks from tonight, I'll conclude this question. And we'll look at Isaiah chapter 53. So by his stripes, we're healed. That'll be the lesson 2 weeks from tonight. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation. It has to do with that last point we mentioned, salvation. Died for our salvation. Of course, one of the key verses that we preach and teach and we extend at the close of a lesson is Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Go into all the world. Preach that gospel, a good news message, that Jesus died for us to accomplish many things. Our forgiveness of sins, our hope of eternal life. So go preach that message to all the world. He that believes, that's what Paul said, I know in whom I believe. And he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Salvation. So we're going to sing a song and ask Dennis to lead this one. Again, it kind of summarizes our lesson. Alas, and did my Savior. So let's sing. Let's stand together. We'll sing this. If you need to respond in a public way, to obey the gospel message, to be baptized, you want brethren to pray for you for some reason, we can certainly accomplish that. Just let it be known at the close of this song.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Savior bleed?